All right, that was, as I said, several local bands playing this week. First was Muck and the Myers with Break It All from Muckus Maximus. They'll be playing Friday night at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. After that, you heard Duck and Cover with Touch and Go from their 2018 album Robin Blind. And Duck and Cover will be playing Thursday night at O'Brien's Pub in Alston. And Tsunami of Sound with Cantina Band from their Permanent Wave album. I believe that is a thing from the song related to Star Wars and the scene in the cantina. And anyway, Tsunami of Sound will be playing Wednesday night at the Square Root in Roslindale. And now, as I said a little while ago, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Marion Ferro, and this is Rock Under the Radar. And here we go. It's back to school time. So I want to give that some attention, too, as everybody's going back to school, and things are crazy, especially in the Boston area, since there's so many universities. It's crazy. All the kids moving back in and everything, and then plus of course you got all the little kids going back to school and all that. And hey, does anybody know, let me know on the thread if you've heard this or not, did any U-Haul get stuck under a bridge on Storrow Drive yet? I'd be surprised if it hasn't already, but I haven't heard anything. Anyway, since back to school time, I'm starting with AC/DC covering Chuck Berry's School Days. I always thought the name of it was Ring, Ring Goes the Bell. Anyway, it was on the second album, TNT, in 1975, but was only released in Australia. Later was included on Volt, a disc of alternate takes, outtakes, etc., that was one of four albums in the Bonfire box set, put out in 1997, honoring Bon Scott, who died in 1980. And Chuck Berry had a number one hit single with this song in 1957. And then on his first studio album, After School Session, which was the second album released on Chess Records. So here is AC/DC doing Chuck Berry's School Days.
Thank you.
Good morning, class.
Thank you. As you know, your regular teacher, Sister Rosetta Stone, is on a small vacation. However, she does send her love and these finger paintings and dust cloths she's making. I am your substitute teacher, Sister Mary Elephant. Class, attention. Attention, class. Class. Thank you. Young man, now give me that knife. Thank you. Now, class, you all know who I am, so let's find out who you are. Class.
Far out, man.
Thank you.
Hey, come on, man.
Now, class, Sister Rosetta has informed me that your assignment for the last 2 months has been to write an essay entitled, How I Spent My Summer Vacation. Who would like to read theirs before the class? Class! 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 Thank you. Young man in the first row, stand up, state your name, and read your essay.
Who, me?
Yes, read your essay, please.
I don't have it finished yet. No.
Well, then read what you have, young man.
The first day, no, my vacation. What I did on my summer vacation. The first day of my vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The second day of my summer vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The third day of my summer vacation,
hey, elephant.
I woke up.
That's fine.
Then
man.
I went downtown to look for a job.
That's fine, young
then
man.
Then I got a job.
Young man.
Keeping people from hanging young out man. In front of the drugstore.
Young man.
Shut up!
Thank you.
I still got to go to Ken, man.
Now, class, I have a surprise for you. I'm going to read you some poems out of this lovely book of poetry. The sun kisses the morning skies. The birds kiss the butterflies. The dew kisses the morning grass. Class! Class! Wake up!
I gotta go to the can, man.
wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year?
Thank you. year. Sure was a drag till she transferred here.
Let's see what we heard. Back to school time. We heard AC/DC doing a cover of Chuck Berry's School Days. And then Cheech and Chong with Sister Mary Elephant from Big Bamboo from 1972. And it was a 7-inch single the same year. I'd like to thank that listener. A listener called up and told and thanked me for playing that. He said he loved that song and hadn't heard it in a long time. I've always gotten a kick out of that one, too. Then you heard, thank you for calling. Then you heard Van Halen with Hot for Teacher from their album 1984. There's a great video for that one, too. And then let's see, where are we? Then you heard Jan and Dean with New Girl in School. Jan and Dean was around late 50s through mid 60s. Lots of singles from 59 to 68 and a number of albums, including some releases in later years. The duo Jan Berry and Dean Torrance, a lot of surf music, and that song, New Girl in School, was the B-side of Dead Man's Curve in 1964. Now continuing with back to school stuff, I have the original version of Smokin' in the Boys Room by Brownsville Station from the 1973 album, Yeah. That single was a big hit, reaching number 3 on the charts, sold over 2 million copies. It was written by Cub Coda, singer and guitarist for the band. And in 1977, the band recorded a novelty song, Martian Boogie, which was on Dr. Demento's show, but the band broke up in 79. The song's probably better known to younger folks today, Motley Crue's cover of the song, which was released as a single in 85 and became Crue's first top 40 hit, reaching number 16. So I would not be surprised if a lot of the younger folks thought that was an original by them, but no, it was a cover. So here's Brownsville Station, Smoking in the Boys Room.
Just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend. Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it. and I'll go home with you. Tell your mother and your papa I'm a little schoolboy too. Baby, I love you this morning, I can't help myself. Come on now, pretty baby, I don't need nobody else. Good morning, little school girl. I'm gonna leave you, babe, about the break of day. On the kind of way you treat me, I got to stay your way. Good morning, little school girl, can I go home with you? Tell your mom and your father that I'm a schoolboy too. Come on now, pretty boy, baby, come on home. Thank you.
Ready, sister? Get that junk out of here. Come on, boys, scram. I'll give you the idea in a nutshell. B-A bay, B-E-B, B-I picky bye, B-O boat. I'll give you the correct demonstration. Cutie pie, pound those horse teeth.
B-A bay, B-E-B, B-I bicky bye, B-O bo, bicky bye bo, B-U boo, bicky bye bo boo.
C-A say, C-E-C, C-I sicky sigh, C-O so, sicky sigh so, C-U soo, sicky sigh so soo.
Get the idea, girls? Now we'll all join together on the letter D.
D-A day, D-E-D, D-I dicky die, D-O.
I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, we just heard more songs for back to school. It was, let's see, started with Brownsville Station doing Smoking in the Boys' Room. That was a big activity back in the day, which was not allowed, but it was done a lot. I don't know what things are like these days, because smoking's not allowed pretty much in any building anywhere, so I don't know how that goes. After that, you heard Junior Wells doing Good Morning Little Schoolgirl, a blues standard first recorded by Sonny Boy Williamson in 1937, and lots of folks have covered it. I first heard the 10 Years After version, which is probably true of a lot of folks in my generation. This was Junior Wells' version, which I found on the Heaven's Prisoners soundtrack from 1995. Then you heard Brittany Fox, a hard rock glam metal band from Philadelphia around 85 to 92, reformed in 2000. And that was Girls' School on their self-titled debut album in 1988. It was one of the most successful debut albums in the 88 to 90 season, and the video got lots of airplay on MTV. After the release of their second album in 1989, they broke up when the lead singer left, and then they got another singer after that, but I remember it well because I was writing an article about them when I was writing for the Beat magazine, and I had an interview scheduled, a phone interview with one of the guys in the band, and I wasn't able to reach the publicist. They were supposed to play in town that night, and all of a sudden, show wasn't happening, and couldn't reach the publicist. I didn't know what was going on. So then she set up the interview for me a day or two later, and I start to talk to him, and first thing he tells me is, oh, we just broke up. I had to throw my questions out the window and wing it. It was a wild one. Then, of course, Swinging the Alphabet. and Three Stooges. That was in their short Violent Is the Word for Curly in 1938. Enough said there. And now we've got serious guitar time. Yay! And I was going to start with some brand new music from Adrian Belew, whose new album, Pop Sided. This is only on sale at his concerts. And I think you can get it on his website now as well. And it's the first we saw him at the concert. It's the fifth time I've seen him live. The first time I saw him was when he was playing with Zappa, who actually discovered him in about 1977. He's also played with lots of other people, had a solo career off and on since the 80s, and was the singer, frontman, guitarist for King Crimson from the 80s till recent years. And so this, from his Adrian Belew's new album, this is Road Rage.
I was having a sunny day. I was not in anybody's way. When you came along to rain upon my parade. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Why are you more important than all the rest of us
to be here at all. Grew up way down in Mississippi when I heard Robert Johnson call. I've seen a lot and I've done a lot. Too young to lay down in that hole. I'm just trying to fly high and I die before I'm old. Rocks on a chain gang up until the sun went down. Too many souls are buried in the dirt poor dealt to ground. I've seen a lot and I've done a lot. Just too young to lay down in that hole. before I'm old. Poke rattlesnakes just for fun. People say I got an old soul, and I ain't even 21. But I've seen a lot and I've done a lot. Just ain't ready for that hole. No, I ain't. I'm just trying to fly high and not die. I'm just trying to fly high. Before I'm old.
shot down a Vogue. I got the choke you need me bulletproof. Twist and puff and turn. Now you say I'm crazy now. Your belly close. I love you so. I'm on my way out. I'm on my way out.
Coming now. Your heartbeat's.
right, that was today's Serious Guitar Time. Started with Adrian Belew with Road Rage from his new album, Pop Sided. Then after that, you heard Christone Kingfish Ingram with Before I'm Old from his new self-titled album. I think he's 20, I forget. I don't have the information in front of me. He's around 20 years old, if that. And really good guitarist, a lot of buzz about him. From Isaac, Mississippi, an area where he grew up around blues and country and such. And he's going to be in town this Friday night. He will be at the new place, the Porch Southern Fair and Juke Joint in Medford. I've never been there before, so I'm looking forward to this because I really want to see this kid. He's like getting a lot of notice, and he just from the album, he sounds great. Then you heard, let's see, what was after that? Samantha Fish for her new album, Kill or Be Kind, which just came out, I think Friday, and that was Bulletproof. After that was from Germany, Four Cool Cats. Bass player John Macalongo is an American who lives in Germany. He sends us this stuff, and that song was The Beast, the serious guitarist Guy Evenvandal. Then, let's see, it was, where are we? Let's see what we got. Danny Bryant, English blues rock guitarist Danny Bryant with Hurtin' Time from his new album Means of Escape, which is due out on September 20th, his 11th.